Hello. Welcome to the intimacy vocabulary lesson. Let's start from the beginning. A woman writes, "Dear Abby, my husband James and I have been married only 3 years." So they got married 3 years ago. "We are both in our 20s. In our 20s means they could be 21 years old, or 24, or 29. They are 20-something years old. That's what in our 20s means. If I say, I am in my 30s, then it's very general, right? Maybe I'm 31, maybe I'm 39, maybe I'm 35. I am 30-something. I am in my 30s. They are in their 20s. In their 20s. She says, "Everything is really great." So they have a good relationship. "Except our sex life." So sex between them is not good. Then she writes, "As far as he is concerned." As far as he is concerned means in his opinion. In his opinion. Or it can also mean about him. So about him, that's fine too. Or in his opinion, that's fine too. As far as he is concerned, it means about him, about her husband. The husband thinks the sex life is fine. The husband thinks their sex life is okay. As far as he is concerned, so about him, his opinion, it's fine. But as far as she is concerned, meaning her opinion about her, it's not fine. She says, "I'm not satisfied, not happy." She says, "It may seem odd to hear the female wants to have sex more frequently." Odd here means strange. Odd means strange, strange. It may seem strange. Or another word is weird. It may seem weird. It may seem strange. It may seem not normal. Odd. Odd. Not normal or strange. So it may seem odd to hear the female wants to have sex more frequently. Frequently. Here, frequently means often. Often. Frequently. She wants sex more often than him. She wants sex more frequently than him. And he is a young and healthy male. Male means man, of course. So he's young and healthy man, but she wants sex more with him. So she says, "This may seem odd, may seem strange, may seem odd, but that's the case in our relationship." That's the case, the case, the case. Here, the case means the situation, the situation. That's the situation in our relationship. That's the case in our relationship. Situation, the case means situation. That's the case in our relationship. And second paragraph, she says, Abby. Abby is the woman she wants help from. Abby answers these letters. She gives advice. So Abby is a name. It's a woman's name. She says, Abby, I work with the public. Public means people, right? All people, general people. So if you work with the public, you work with people. So maybe in a store, right? People come to the store, many different people. That's the public. She works with the public. She's not in an office. She works with the public. She sees customers. She sees people at her job. So she says, I work with the public and I get frequent remarks. Frequent remarks. Frequent means many times. Many times. Frequent, many times. Or a lot. Happening a lot. Really, many times is the meaning of frequent. So many times she gets remarks. A remark is a comment. A comment. A remark just means something someone says. It's a word or a sentence. A remark. A remark. So she gets many remarks, many times. People say something to her. And she gets remarks about what a beautiful woman I am. Ah, they tell her she is beautiful. Many times, people tell her she is beautiful. They say, oh, you are so beautiful. So this happens a lot. So she says, this makes it hard for me to believe that I don't attract him at all. Who is him? Him is her husband. So she's saying, I can't believe he doesn't want me, right? He doesn't want me. He doesn't think I'm beautiful. I can't believe that. Other people say I'm beautiful, so my husband should think I'm beautiful also. Okay, next sentence, she says, I have expressed many times. Okay, expressed means said. So she has said many times. She has expressed many times. Expressed just means said or to say. So she has said many times, she has expressed many times that I wish we were more intimate. So she said to her husband, I wish we were more intimate. Intimate means very close. Emotionally, right? It means close feelings, such as love or romance. Intimacy or intimate. Here's the adjective. Intimate. Close feelings. Sometimes intimate means sex. Means really romantic sex. Romantic sex. Intimate. We are intimate means we are having romantic sex. So she said to her husband, I want more romantic sex. I want to be more intimate. Okay, she said, I have even expressed it to him, I have even said it to him, in more than one letter. She wrote him a letter about this problem. She was hoping to reach him, to reach him. To reach someone means they understand you. It means to communicate so they understand you. You say, I want to reach him means I want to communicate and then he understands me. I want to reach her means I want her to understand me. Last paragraph, she says, I am at a total loss. At a total loss. At a total loss means I have no more ideas. It means I don't know what to do. I'm at a total loss. Means I don't know what to do. Right? No more ideas. She's at a total loss about how to make him realize. Realize means understand. Realize, understand. How to make him realize how important this is to me. So she wants her husband to understand that sex is very important for her. But how? How can she make him understand? How can she reach him? And then she asks Abby, she's asking us, and she's asking Abby, is there something wrong with my body? I just don't know who to turn to for advice on this subject. To turn to, who to turn to means who to ask. To turn to someone means you ask for help. Say, I turned to my mother for help means I asked my mother for help. I turned to my friend for help means I asked my friend for help. She doesn't know who to ask for help. So she's writing this letter. And finally she says, please help me. Okay. And she signs it. She signs it. This is not her real name, but she signs it short on intimacy in Ohio. Ohio is a state in the United States, in America. It's a state. It's in the middle of the country, Ohio. So she lives in Ohio. And she says she is short on intimacy. Okay, intimacy, we already talked about. Short on, to be short on something, means you don't have enough of something. I am short on money, means I don't have enough money. I'm short on food, means I don't have enough food. She is short on intimacy. She doesn't have enough intimacy. She doesn't have enough close romantic feelings or romantic sex with her husband. Okay, that is all. Please listen to this vocabulary lesson many times every day, and then listen to the mini story.